Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Trevor Rush Hour Hour filling in for Joe Beamer from 1 to 2 today on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's always a pleasure to talk to all of you listeners out there. And anyone who's a fan of News Radio 930 WBEN and anyone who's a fan of just listening to us, me, Joe, David, Tom, we're going to have Chris Kroc on from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. today. Still doing a little switcheroo in the schedule, but everything's fine. I appreciate everybody out there listening, and it's going to be great. And today, I just want to let's just call yesterday part one of getting all of this fallout off our chest here from the incident that happened July 4th going into July 5th in downtown Buffalo. Mayor Sean Ryan, can't thank him enough for giving me all this audio, all this ammunition to fill up an hour-long show today, because without that, I don't know if I couldn't promise you any juicy topics on the show today. I really couldn't. So big appreciation and thanks to Mayor Sean Ryan for allowing me to speak my case on this whole situation and providing me with awesome/hilarious/incredible, I can use that word, sound clips that we will get into in a little bit too. All I gotta say is, who are we pointing the finger at here? I think that's the important note. And are we more concerned, if we are Sean Ryan and you see everything that happens from the late night of July 4th into July 5th, the unfortunate situation of violence in our downtown city of Buffalo, and to see 11 people get shot, who are we more mad at? Let's just look at this through the lens of Sean Ryan here. Are we more mad, are we more angry at the person who created the social media post about a block party, or are we more angry at the actual shooter himself? Well, coming up in a little bit, the name or the blame game is crazy in through the lens of Buffalo Mayor Sean Ryan. And if you thought that was interesting, he also comes up with an idea, and we kind of left off on this on a little bit of a cliffhanger yesterday, but I do want to talk about this again today. That is the curfews. How do you prevent this thing from happening again? Thank God I said it yesterday. Nobody was fatally injured in the shooting on late July 4th going into July 5th. Thank the Lord. That is truly a blessing. But how do you prevent this from happening again? A couple bad apples get some illegal weaponry and madness breaks out. Curfews. Will they work? Will they not work? But that is the idea that is being tossed around by Buffalo Mayor Sean Ryan. We'll get into that as well. But before we dive into the nuts and bolts of that and get into the meat and potatoes of this show, Mayor Ryan strikes again. Yes. In case you didn't think the Lancaster bumper sticker fiasco was funny enough, just see what Mr. Mayor Funtime, Mayor Ryan, does. No basketball tournaments. This is, I believe this was an article that was posted around midnight this morning, July 8th, 2026. The city of Buffalo leadership is setting the record straight about their choice to remove basketball hoops at multiple parks in Buffalo last weekend. According to Mayor Sean Ryan, the hoops were tampered with to curb a pickup basketball tournament set up by a traveling social media influencer. Hoops at courts at Delaware Park and Reese Park were tampered with, and all of the originally set up pickup basketball tournaments were canceled because of a social media post. So July 4th happens, and then during the weekend, you know, people are just want to play some basketball, you know, a little pickup 3-on-3 here and there. It was set up on Instagram, set up on social media, just supposed to be a fun thing. But to prevent any sort of violence, because basketball, I don't know if you guys have ever seen, basketball is the most violent sport out there, guys. Yeah, no, it's not fencing, it's not wrestling. Basketball is going to cause some violence, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So not only are we creating curfews here, but we're also tampering with pickup basketball tournaments. We don't want to see this happen. You know, violence could break out. Violence could break out because somebody on social media said that we want to have this pickup tournament. Nope, can't have that. Can't have that. Something can cause a melee in Delaware Park, and we don't want to have to call the police, who are understaffed in the city of downtown Buffalo. We don't want to call them to sort out a fiasco, just like what happened July 4th going into July 5th. We don't want anything like that to happen, because that's totally the same thing. A pickup basketball tournament and a block party, totally the same thing. I guess there were reports of police coming out of nowhere around basketball courts at Delaware Park saying, you guys got to leave, you guys got to shut this down, you can't be here. And a lot of these people are going off about it. Like they just want to have fun in the city that they grow up in, that they pour thousands and thousands of tax dollars in. They just want to play some pickup basketball. So you know, these people might be on holiday break. They want to spend the weekends doing something. They want to get out of the house. The weather's nice. Let's play some 3-on-3 basketball. It's fine. Nope. Buffalo Mayor Sean Ryan strikes again. And in the beginning of the show, when I said I can't thank him enough for giving me all of this material to share with all of you, that is a very true statement on my end. They're coming to Delaware Park just ripping hoops down. So not only can we not have violence, but we also can't have fun. No basketball. Really getting our priorities in here, keeping Buffalo safe. No basketball. Okay. Yeah, so that's just on the side thing. That's just on the side. I've never seen a case where anybody brought any sort of weapons to a basketball tournament, but that's a whole other thing. We are still looking to hold the promoter of the block party accountable. Still looking to hold him accountable. And just radio silence on the shooter. Have you ever noticed while listening to Mayor Sean Ryan talk, or if you listen to Erica Shields talk, the commissioner of the Buffalo Police, you ever listen to them talk at their press conferences? Not once have you ever heard, we need to find out who did this. We need to find out who the shooter is, and we need to hold them accountable. Not once did you hear that. All you heard was chaos. That was the word that was being thrown around. Chaos. Just they just kept spamming the word chaos. Chaos was the word of the day, and they just kept saying it and saying it and saying it. And it was chaos from the shooter, but according to them, they need to hold the promoter of the social media user, of the person that created this block party accountable. Not once have you ever heard from any of them, whether that's Sean Ryan or whether that's Erica Shields, we need to find this shooter. Because guess what? No one's been arrested yet, believe it or not. Not a soul. But when I play the audio clips for you, you will hear who they want to go after and who they choose not to go after. Let's go to the phones here because we want to hear from all of you on this situation. This is a very serious situation. This is happening in our backyard. This is happening in downtown Buffalo. It affects everybody in the area. This is what a lot of people voted for. So we need to discuss this. And luckily for you, this is a call-in show. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Trevor Rush Hour, Howard filling in for Joe Beamer. Let's go to the phones here. On line 3, Jerry in Buffalo wants to start a petition. And Jerry, what would this petition say?
Yes, it is. Hello, you guys do a great job.
Never appreciate that, Jerry.
Never thought I'd have to call in, but it's 3-4 days of nonstop excuse. What should we do? Let's cut to the chase. let's get a writing campaign, 10,000 people, 100, 200. Let's resend this poor excuse of a mayor that was dropped upon us, and let's get rid of them because there's no solution. We get what we get, four different assistant mayors. We don't know what they do. Because of that, there's no education because we can't afford. We got to close schools. Not enough police. You have an academy of five officers and you call it an academy. You're 100 police officers behind. Where's our protection? Get rid of the problem. He's got to go. I'm willing to organize a campaign and get it going.
The people in charge, too, here, Jerry, you could totally see where they're coming from. It is the anti-police. They want to defund the police. And you see this out of both Sean Ryan and Mark Poloncarz. They're not even hiding it at this point. And the way that they're doing that is a lot of these police officers are retiring, and they're not replacing them with any new anybody else. That is the way that they're going to defund the police and also raise your tax dollars. So you're being harassed.
These officers are locking themselves in.
Yep.
The old contract, so they have the medical, so they can safely retire and get an older age, and that's fine. But let's get rid of the problem. We can talk all day long, and every day we got to get rid of this guy. And the only way is people are going to say, I've had enough. I can't go into the city. I can't do nothing. And it continues, no excuse. And it's pulling cars, too. I know he's ready to retire. I know he's not going to run anymore.
Well, it is pulling cars too, Jerry, whenever he's in Erie County, which seems to be on a very rare
and the roads
case.
Are a mess. The roads, it's like driving on the moon.
Oh,
we're
constantly.
In the middle of July, and nothing's getting repaired. Nothing's fixed. Storefronts are empty. I mean, come on, folks.
Jerry, don't worry. Mayor Sean Ryan will tell you that he's making Buffalo safer. That's what it says on his website. That's what it said in his campaign.
We're not interested in what he says
and,
anymore.
And you know, Mark Poloncarz, when he's not shooting Twitter videos of himself on some random bridge in New Hampshire, is going to talk about how safe Buffalo is going to be too. You know, everybody's in on this. I mean, and the thing that just it kind of just gets under my skin is. You hear a lot of political talk like this, and it sounds like used car salesmen. They tell you what you want to hear and don't really act upon anything.
So what's the chance of that actually happening where people step up and say, you're right, let me put my name to that list, and we get 100,000, 200,000, whatever it takes, and we resend this guy?
I think this situation needs to be rectified first, Jerry. And Jerry, thank you so much for the call, by the way. This situation needs to be rectified first. You're going to tell me that they're having trouble finding this guy, and we don't even know if it's just one shooter. Could be multiple. Could be two. You're going to tell us that we don't know? We still don't know if there's more than one suspect to this? How much research do you need? It's all about the money, too. They're interested in the money side of this crisis, and I really don't know if they care about public safety in downtown Buffalo. Even though when Mayor Sean Ryan was running, his whole campaign was making this a safe place to live. Sounding like Bruce Nolan from Bruce Almighty. A pretty sweet place to live, Buffalo, New York. Well, it's pretty sweet to some. So those that can find their way up an elevator, right? Call the SWAT team. Attempt to make an arrest. Use that word, attempt. And we can front load our entire police staff and push them to 150% into their overtime pay. And I feel bad for these police officers, too. They are working their tails off, not getting anything done just because they're so understaffed. And that's also where the money is concerned. They are concerned about making the most money as possible. And public safety is on the back burner. And that's what also gets under my skin as well. Let's go back to the phones. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Jay from Amherst, thank you for waiting. Jay, what you got for us?
Thanks for having me on. And I just want to make a couple points and then, discuss it with you. But the one shooting, the one location was four injuries, which is going to be classified federally as a mass shooting. Nobody used that term this week. You have 11 people shot in six different incidents, and that's how they painted it. But there was a mass shooting, and when Erica Shields spoke, she said something that is fundamental to the policy of the city. The mayor should have an immediate sit down with his police chief. She said the most important thing is that we don't have an officer involved shooting. Well, if somebody pulls out a gun and aims it at other civilians and is in the conduct of a mass shooting, she stated that her priority is to make sure that there's not an officer involved shooting. So I think she's declaring that the city of Buffalo police will not shoot at somebody with a drawn gun who is shooting other civilians. And that there's no distinction. Nobody asked her any follow-up questions on, wait, is this a fundamental change in the policy of the city of Buffalo? And I think that needs to be addressed. The other thing is they had a shooter on top of a grain silo. How does he get down and not get arrested?
And I guess the whole SWAT team was called in, and we heard nothing about any arrests at all.
Right.
Somehow managed to escape the SWAT team.
Right. He comes off of a bridge after shooting, but we didn't manage to arrest that person. I mean, they're landlocked. That's the easiest arrest to make.
You know,
when that guy comes down, we arrest him.
You allegedly see someone on top of a grain elevator. Not a single description was made. Like no pictures of this person. I don't understand. And Jay, thank you so much for the call. He brings up a good point. You don't want an officer involved shooting. Well, if somebody's pointing a long gun in your direction and you want to protect the public and health of your city downtown, wouldn't the only logical decision be using lethal force to defend yourself and the people of your city? Even though the police are on a very limited schedule right now because a lot of them are retiring and none of them are being replaced and they're very understaffed and underpaid, I think lethal force would be the only logical way to defend themselves. But, you know, Erica Shields, no one wants an officer-involved shooting. Nobody wants a shooting, period. Why do we have to limit it to officer-involved shooting? And the point that they made on the mass shooter situation, not only was it considered a mass shooting on Stevens Avenue, but you also had three on Glenwood. That's, you are pushing two mass shootings in two different areas. And that was never mentioned one time. And not once out of either one of those press conferences, by the way. At least Erica Shields spoke pretty much, she spoke hours after the fact, but she spoke before Sean Ryan did. Sean Ryan, you want to talk to him, just bring in a rubber duck. You'll never lose him. He's right there. Bring in a giant duck. You'll never lose him. Bring in the Somali flag. You'll never lose him. Oh, mass shooting? He'll be hiding for 36 hours. You won't hear a peep out of him. And not once did you hear mass shooter. Not once. Just crazy. Anywhere else, you'd probably hear mass shooter or officer-involved shooting or shooting downtown. Not once did you hear that. And not once did you hear, we have to figure out who did this because they're a great danger to the society of downtown Buffalo. Their focus is on the social media poster. It's not like he went on social media and said, here's what's going to happen in downtown Buffalo. We're going to pick off 11 people. That is not the case. If that was the case, then yes, he should be targeted. But I think you're just pointing the finger at the wrong person. Real quick before we go to break here, Gary in Boston. Real quick, Gary, what you got for us?
Yeah, the one lady on the news report said, we have to give the youth something to do and, keep them out of trouble, blah, blah, blah. Now they're telling them, you can't shoot hoops. What kind of crazy policy is that? They're weak. These leaders are weak. Okay, we can end for these youths. A lot of times, the youth slap them on the wrist. Get back to the reform schools. I'm not saying you beat them or anything. You just keep them locked up and give them something to do. And if they misbehave, like in Japan, they have prisoners there. They put them in the middle of the room, sitting there, and they can't do nothing. They just sit there, okay?
And in Japan,
out of their minds.
Gary, thank you so much for the call. And in Japan, they could probably find the active shooter, right? Having trouble finding him still. And it's July 8th on the weekend? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this happened. We're pushing. We're going on 4 days. Shouldn't there be a manhunt for this guy? Or multiple shooters? We don't even know if there's just one shooter. This is straight out of a Saturday Night Live skit. It's some of the stuff that I'm reading and some of the stuff that I'm hearing. But I want to hear from you after the bottom of the hour news break. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Coming up on the other side of the break, oh, we will play some goodies from Sean Ryan and break that down for you. We're still taking your calls. Trevor Rush Hour Howard filling in for Joe Beamer. 1 to 2 today on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back in. Trevor Rush Hour Hour filling in for Joe Beamer. 1 to 2 today. Chris Kroc has you from 2 to 6, and then Tom Puckett, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Still talking about the fallout from late July 4th going into the early morning hours of July 5th. Still breaking down the level of incompetence with Mayor Sean Ryan and Buffalo Police Commissioner Erica Shields here. But before we play some highlights, let's go back to the phones here. Mark Catanawanda was waiting over the break. Mark, how are you?
Well, I'm a little upset, but I guess I'll be all right.
Yeah, me too, I guess you could say.
I just had a comment. Any police chief that has the stupidity to go on and make a press conference and say, I'm going to balance public safety versus a police state. Your job, in case they didn't get the memo, your job is public safety. When bullets are flying, you turn it into a police state. No one deserves to take a bullet walking, driving by in the head, laying in the hospital. Then it's too late. You turn it into a police state and get control.
100%.
Can you believe that nonsense? Well, I don't want to turn it into a police state. How the heck did you get this job?
100%.
What a joke. What a joke.
It totally is a joke, Mark. I thank you for the call so much. I appreciate you calling in. Mark, I mean, just nailing it right on the head. It's like that line from the Incredibles Pixar movie. If everyone's super, no one would be. If everyone has a gun, no one's a threat. So if the police have to use their guns, they are no longer a threat. It's bottom line, it's so elementary. It's so easy. But, you know, they're going to hit you with this, we don't want a police-involved shooting. Well, if you bring the police into it, they have to police it. That's their job. It's easy. Easy. Susan in East Aurora, let's go back to the phones here. Susan, how are you?
Good afternoon, Trevor.
Good afternoon.
I'm going to comment on the shooting, but not from a political point of view. I watched for the last 2 weeks, like all the other people around, YouTube videos of people enjoying America. And it was like a travelogue across our country. And it was shocking to see how much fun they're celebrating in the streets. The police are kicking soccer balls around with the visitors.
Yep.
It was so lifting. And one of them was sober but kind. It was a gentleman from South Africa. And I have family in South Africa, by the way. So this gentleman was from South Africa. And he's, I don't know which city he was in, but he's walking through a park. And he's remarking that the park benches are clean. He's remarking that ladies are walking around with purses and dresses and looking nice and nobody's afraid. And it dawned on me after I heard this shooting. This is going to choke me up. I love Buffalo. I've lived here. I've traveled. I've lived other places, and I chose to come home. And it shocked me to realize that if we had hosted a soccer tournament here, we have a political atmosphere that would have risked shooting them.
Yes.
And that sinks in. I think people should take a deep breath and figure out what the hell are we doing here?
Right. And that is exactly what we are trying to get to the bottom line with that, Susan. Thank you so much for the call. We all love Buffalo. As much as Susan does. This is where we all grew up. I mean, we all love Buffalo. And you heard it in the inflection of her voice. Like, could you imagine if this wasn't just a 4th of July America 250 celebration, if they were actually hosting something? The chance of this being a catastrophe. And Mayor Sean Ryan and Erica Shields and everybody involved, Mark Poloncarz, they are thanking their lucky stars this morning that nobody was fatally injured. Or maybe they're not. Maybe because they think that the biggest problem here is the social media influencers and not the shooters themselves. And that's exactly what I wanted to get into. Got to go through some of the highlights too. Sean Ryan is still looking to hold the promoter of the block party accountable. But the shooter is very rarely mentioned. Do we want to hold the shooter accountable? Are we going to match that energy? Where's the same energy there? Are the promoter and the shooter being placed on the same pedestal? Because if so, that is ridiculous. It's insane. Why is all the outrage at the promoter? The gun didn't grow legs, walk up, and shoot other people itself. It's someone behind that did that. Someone behind the gun that's holding it, is shooting it. That is the problem. The shooter should be the problem. If you want to have a block party, you all grew up in neighborhoods and stuff where they have block parties. We didn't see any shootings coming from there. You didn't see the promoter of the block party getting ridiculed because they wanted to bring the whole group. They didn't want to bring the whole street together. And we're supposed to have fun. It's this America 250. We're celebrating 250 years of independence in the greatest country on the planet. If you had a plan in place, an organized event where we can all watch the fireworks together, this is going to prevent any side block parties from happening, and this would all be a moot point. It's easy. It's what I said before. It's so easy, but you have these people in office that make it the most complicated situation in ever, and they were voted in. So they didn't just they weren't just forced to take this position. They were voted into this position. More blame game. It's just we're just pointing the finger at the wrong person here. I do have a couple clips here, and I do want to see where's that energy. Match that energy. Oh, we're gonna hear from Mayor Sean Ryan. Here is chaos. Here you go.
We have a lot of rights in America under your First Amendment to say and do things, but there's responsibility that comes with it. And this event over the weekend was an organized, chaotic event. The organizer wanted to organize chaos, and they achieved it. But my heart goes out to the people who live on those blocks.
Not once in that 20-second clip did you ever hear, "We need to find that shooter." No, this guy created this barbaric event on social media. He's the problem. Yeah, it's funny. Ironically, Sean Ryan brings up the First Amendment right. He's using his First Amendment to completely lie to the city of Buffalo. Lying. It's not on him. It's not on the person that created this event. Part of it is on you for not allowing us to celebrate this America 250. Part of it is you not creating an organized event to prevent these little side things from happening. So if we want to talk about First Amendment rights and rights to free speech, I'm using mine right now to prove that is incorrect. Where do we even start with this one? Did you hear this? I heard this on the morning show with Susan and Brian, this clip. I can't even explain it. You're just going to have to listen to it yourself. It's 43 seconds. I know that you have the time.
But the Buffalo police officers, when they showed up to try to disperse the crowd, they were met with bottles. They were met with insults. And so it quickly became a situation that there's the only way you can clear that crowd really quickly is to resort to a high degree of force. We responded with tear gas. we responded with pepper balls fired. And in about a period of 90 minutes, we were able to clear that crowd away.
That's
but
new.
But nobody wants...
Wait a second. Not once did you hear from Sean Ryan in his first press conference, and not once did you hear from Erica Shields anything about pepper balls. Nothing. This is new. Never heard this. We never heard this. And we couldn't make an arrest because they were getting pelted with bottles and insults. Insults. Mm, yes. We can't catch those that are breaking the law because they're insulting us. Are we kidding? Where do I even begin with that one? Bottles and insults. Oh, the humanity. Call the fire department. Buffalo police had to defuse the situation by using pepper balls, and not once did you hear that from Erica Shields' press conference. You didn't hear that once. Part of it is because they were never asked about defending themselves. Well, she kind of half-answered that when she said, "Well, we didn't want to create a police-involved shooting." That's all you heard. You hear nothing about pepper balls. More blame game on the promoter and not the shooter. And you don't believe me, 27-second clip.
And a group of people, led by an organizer, decided to ruin the fun for everyone else and really paralyze a section of the city.
Yes. The social media influencer that created a block party did this. That's what they want you to believe. I need to rewind it.
Decided to ruin the fun for everyone else and really paralyze a section of the city.
The social media influencer paralyzed that section of the city. The social media influencer essentially has blood on his hands. Not one time do you hear anything about the shooter. Not once. Not once. The guy who is injuring 11 people.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't even.
And if you walk down any of the blocks that lead into Delavan in that area, those neighbors will tell you the same thing. This was awful. Why did they choose to come into our neighborhoods, you know, to do this? This is not a reflection of those neighborhoods, their values, or their desires.
No. What can you really say? I mean, that's insanity. The question, if I had a microphone right now and Sean Ryan was listening, he was sitting right across from me, I have to ask him this question genuinely. Do you think this social media user who organized this event planned this attack? Is that what you genuinely believe? Because if that's the case, that's just false and lying, pointing the finger at the wrong person. Why are we treating it like this? Social media influencer. They will do anything in their power to not mention the shooter. Why? Is it because you can't find him? Because you can't locate him? Or multiple of them? We don't even know if it was just one. Could have been more. Could have been multiple. We don't even know. Is the reason why we are targeting this social media influencer because there's receipts of it online? It's a single user. And the reason why we're not bringing up the shooter is because we don't know who it is or who they are. No arrests. Volkswagen of Orchard Park Tax Board. No. No arrests. Criminals. What is the solution to all of this? Oh, yeah, that's right. I kind of teased this yesterday. Curfews.
And one of the ideas being circulated now is a curfew. So we're going to look into it with our Corporation Counsel's office, but also talk to the mayors of Rochester, Syracuse, and Albany. They're all facing almost the exact same problem that we are. Yeah. And if you see this same type of events happen in Boston and Philadelphia, so it seems to be a trend amongst internet influencers, you know, to try to draw people to public events. It might have started innocently, right? Let's do a pop-up crowd in Grand Central, or let's do a pop-up crowd at this corner. But what that's turned into is like absolutely unlawful gatherings.
Yes, because the higher-ups right now that enforce these laws are doing a good job already at enforcing the laws that are already placed in the city of downtown Buffalo. So why not throw a curfew in there? Curfews, and I wanted to hear your opinion on this as well. 803-0930, star 930. 1-800-616-WBEN. Are curfews the end-all, be-all to prevent this from happening again? Because we can't even enforce the laws that are already put in place to begin with. Why not throw another law on top? And hope, just bank on hope, that these bad people won't do bad things anymore. Curfews. Promoters. In social media influencers. I have fatigue from this. We can't even find the guy who did it. Curfews and programs. Yeah. Someone on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board says, curfews and quote-unquote programs. I'm sure Everhart means well, but the answer is always throwing more tax dollars at problems that begin at home. And I think the main question I have about these curfews is, are the parents going to be held accountable to anything? Like, if this is a curfew for the teenagers or for the young adults that created this event, are there going to be any penalties to the parents that aren't watching these kids? Like, what are the limitations here? Where are the curfews going to start, and when are they going to start them? Is it only on July 4th, or is it other events? We don't really know. And all this talk about curfews and, you know, staying inside after 9 o'clock or whatever the certain time was, in the same breath, he also says, right, the next breath, Sean Ryan also admits that he doesn't even know the legality of curfews in Western New York.
Well, you know, I don't have a firm answer. Yeah. I don't have a firm answer on the legality of curfews, how they're enforced. Yeah. But it's definitely a problem. And I don't want people to think, well, this is a Buffalo problem, a Buffalo neighborhood. They got to solve it. It's a problem we're having, you know, throughout Erie County. It's a problem we're having through upstate. But I know that next year we're going to approach it with the same law enforcement tactics, but we're going to spread out our outreach farther.
First of all, that the ending of that, that's reassuring. We're going to do everything exactly the same with our law enforcement. What does that mean? The next time a tragedy happens, no one's getting arrested. We can't find them. That's reassuring. That's, first of all, that is reassuring. Also, we want to throw out the idea of curfews, but, you know, I don't know the exact legality. I don't know the rules on that. Something that we're going to be toying around with. We might need thousands of more of your tax dollars to make this happen. Anything to keep Buffalo safe, anything to make Buffalo the sweetest place to live. I'm having a hard time understanding. I don't know if this is Sean Ryan or if this is Bruce Nolan or Jim Carrey. Like, I don't know. This is tough. What do you think about curfews? We have a couple minutes to end this show, you know, before the show ends. How do you feel? Would you feel safer living in downtown Buffalo or living in the suburb areas of Buffalo, north towns, south towns? Would you feel safer with a curfew? And do you think this would prevent anything else from happening again? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And if anyone out there is listening that works for the government, that works for the city of Buffalo, are there any updates on the shooter? Do we know? Is there a plan? Is there a plan to catch this person or multiple people? Again, I want to hear, we need to bring this guy to justice because this person hasn't been caught yet and can still be a danger. We can enforce a curfew, but You can't enforce the laws that you already have in place. Like, does this sound dumb to anyone else? Someone on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board said, I'm sure the 14-year-old stealing a car is going to obey a curfew. Yeah, please. Right on. Said it perfectly. The 14-year-old who has a criminal record the length of a Harry Potter book who steals a car is going to obey a curfew. Yeah, try that. Mm-hmm. Yep. And is it just for teenagers? Are the parents going to be charged with anything? What you need to see is common sense in Buffalo. And the thing that I have been told for years now, at all the jobs that I've worked with, all the people that I've dealt with, whether it's customers or other coworkers, the one thing that's for sure and the number one piece of wisdom that I will give you is that common sense is no longer common in 2026. Common sense is not common. We need some common sense in downtown Buffalo. If we had a party of common sense, I don't think this city would be a total disaster right now. They're paying the kids to go to school. Why not pay them to obey a curfew? Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. All the attention is being placed on the person who just posted on social media and executing their First Amendment right of free speech. Organizing an event. That's free speech, right? They're not inciting a riot or anything. They wanted to celebrate America 250 in the city that they love, downtown Buffalo. We're going to point the finger at the guy who, or at the person on social media who's rightly using his First Amendment right, not the guy who's trying to pick off 11 people in downtown Buffalo using a weapon, actually breaking the law. This is where we are. It's unbelievable, and the story does not have an end yet. Nobody has any answers. SWAT team was called, couldn't arrest anyone. Police were brought on the scene. Oh, but fights broke out and the mob took over. No arrest could be made. Oh, we got hit with bottles and insults. I got hit with insults in high school. Like, this is what we're saying to all of our... Taxpayers need to be angry. We are not angry enough about this whole situation. And this isn't over. None of this is just the beginning. Tip of the iceberg. Making Buffalo safer. I ended this with the show yesterday, and I'll end it with the show today because we do have Chris Kroc coming on News Radio 930 WBEN from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. I want to leave it with this. If there is a problem with a Somali flag, or if there's a giant duck coming to your town, you will see Sean Ryan in 2 seconds. Can't get the cameras off of him. Cameras are attached to him. When you see something controversial like this happen, he'll be gone 36 hours. Won't hear a word. That's all I got. We have Chris Kroc coming on from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. today. Thank you for everybody that texted in. Thank you for all of our callers that called in. You guys made it really, really fun today on the phones. This is a call-in show, so I appreciate everybody calling in. Appreciate the opportunity being able to host right here, 1 to 2 p.m. Want to thank Joe Beamer. Want to thank Lisa Polisi for giving me this opportunity as well. Tanner Saunders behind the glass doing an excellent job screening calls. We got Chris Kroc coming up 2 to 6. We got Tom Puckett 6 to 7 p.m. You're listening right here on News Radio 930. Trevor Rush Hour Howard signing off.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.